This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. State economists say Colorado should prepare for a temporary economic decline. COVID-19 is expected to paralyze businesses, stop paychecks, and keep people at home for weeks or months. CPR's Benta Berkland explains it also affects what the state government can spend.
Colorado's budget is taking a roughly $800 million hit because of the coronavirus. Democratic Senator Dominic Moreno is the vice chair of the Joint Budget Committee. He says there may not even be enough money to pay for mandated increases in some programs, including K-12 schools.
We had these expectations, we had these plans going forward, and now all of that is on the table. All of it needs to be revisited.
Another challenge is the huge economic uncertainty. Is this a temporary dip or a long-term decline? State lawmakers will need to pass the budget whenever they return to the Capitol. The legislature has stopped its work for 2 weeks. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Among the latest coronavirus cancellations is this year's Junior College World Series in Grand Junction. It was scheduled for the last week in May. Grand Junction has hosted the tournament for the past 60 years. It normally brings thousands of visitors to the city. Former Governor John Hickenlooper has turned in 15,000 valid voter signatures to qualify for the Democratic primary ballot in the race to challenge U.S. Senator Cory Gardner. Another Democratic candidate, Diana Bray, says she will miss today's deadline for submitting signatures after suspending her petition effort because of coronavirus. Other candidates hope to win enough support at the Democratic State Convention to qualify for the ballot. This is CPR News.